Ingrid Betancourt holds both French and Colombian citizenship. Her release was greeted with great joy in France, where she'd become a cause célèb. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
A giant poster of Ingrid Betancourt has hung in front of Paris City Hall for the last several years, a red counter ticking off the days she has been held hostage in the Colombian jungle. Last night, that counter stopped at 2,321. As soon as news of Betancourt's rescue by the Colombian army broke, French television went live with reports from Colombia. Dressed in army fatigues and looking amazingly healthy after her 6 years of jungle captivity, Betancourt stepped off a military plane in Bogota and into the arms of her mother. After speaking in Spanish, she switched to French and gave a special thank you to her adopted country.
My heart is shared between Colombia and France. I want to thank you all for struggling so long for me and for the love and protection you gave my children. I dream to be in France again soon. I love you. You are in my blood. Thank you, France.
Merci la France.
Ingrid Betancourt became a household name in France over the last few years. Two consecutive French presidents worked tirelessly for her release, and thousands of towns across France made her an honorary citizen. President Sarkozy, who had made several televised pleas for her release to the FARC guerrillas, was clearly overjoyed as he addressed the nation last night.
Mesdames et messieurs, ce soir, Ingrid Betancourt est libre.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Ingrid Betancourt is free, said Sarkozy. It is the end of a long 6-year nightmare. Ingrid is in good health, and my first words are to say how happy we are. Sarkozy was flanked by Betancourt's sister and her 21 and 22-year-old son and daughter, Lorenzo and Melanie. For 6 years, the two have been the poignant face of Betancourt's release campaign. They regularly spoke to the press or addressed rallies. And nearly every week they delivered a message to their mother in the jungle via Radio France International's Colombian news broadcast. Lorenzo Betancourt spoke to NPR in a Paris cafe in January.
When you send messages, you feel extremely close to her. You know, when you know that she listens to it, you feel like you're next to her, and you just want to give her hope. My mom won't hold long. If you see her picture, if you see her movies, if you see her letters, she won't hold long. And all the hostages that are there won't hold long either. They're suffering hell.
After 6 years of fighting for their mother's freedom, often not knowing if she was dead or alive, Betancourt's children were overjoyed.
Bonsoir. C'est le moment tant attendu.
We've been waiting for this moment for so long, we are almost without words, said Melanie Betancourt. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.